This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today. Students of Natural Health Podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Now, joining me on today's episode, we have the lovely Shaylee. She is currently studying a diploma of health science, and she has a history in studying a Bachelor of Arts, majoring in community development, I believe. I want to extend a really warm welcome to the podcast. Hello, Shaylee. How are you going?
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the podcast. I'm going to jump straight into some questions because that's what we're all here for. And the first one is, what is your motivation to study the Diploma of Health Science? We'll start there and then we'll have a little bit of a chat about your previous degree after that.
Yeah, sounds good. So I think similarly to a lot of natural health practitioners or people in the health space, I have health issues of my own that I, you know, went through the rounds of Western medicine trying to work out what's wrong with me. Why am I in so much pain? And, you know, why am I just feeling so crappy for a young 20-year-old woman? And then, you know, finding different sort of healing modalities. And a big one for me was nutrition. And I never really considered that that could be a career. I was just sort of like, oh, healthy eating makes me feel good. But yeah, I never really thought about that ever turning into a career. So yeah, that was my motivation, was my own health.
Yeah, nice one. And you're so right. That's so common. A lot of the people that I've spoken to on the podcast so far have said like it's due to their own health journeys and their own discoveries that they've come across the health degree. So you're studying a diploma of health science. How long does that typically take, and what kind of subjects do you do in the diploma of health science?
So I initially started out because I went from one bachelor, which was my Bachelor of Arts. I finished that, and then once I was finished, I was like, no, I want to go back and do some more study. And then that's when I decided that I wanted to do nutrition, which is a Bachelor of Health Science. So yeah, I started that, which is the 3-year degree in the nutritional medicine. And then I was sort of feeling really burnt out after studying for so long that I started only really this month. I started looking into what other options were out there so that I could still work in the health field, but also utilize the degree that I've already got. So that's when I started looking into, what other options do I have, and where I'm studying at Endeavour. They offer the diploma, which I looked into and realised that it was the first year of study for the Bachelor of Health Science. So I was like, oh, great. I've only got 2 units left. Let's just get that done. And then I'll have a piece of paper at the end of it. And if I wanted to go back and finish the clinical side of it later on, I have that option too.
Oh, man, that must have been such a relief to know you have 2 subjects left. Are you finishing this term or next term?
Because I've been on a leave of absence for 6 months. So now I think the first unit can begin in July and the second one doesn't start until August. So I'll be finished by the end of the year.
Oh, fantastic. What sort of careers can you have at the end of the Diploma of Health Science? That's a bit of a loaded question, but like what in your research, what have been some of the careers you've found?
I was sort of reflecting on what I really wanted to do and, you know, finishing the whole 3 years and going through the clinical prac. The thought of that wasn't totally setting my soul on fire, like the idea of just doing one-on-one consults, which I know you can do more than that, of course, with the entire bachelor. But I was sort of, reflecting on what I really wanted to do. And it comes back to the community work. And I really want to work and help build healthy communities. So I was like, cool, I've already got the community development degree. I just need something, you know, to make me a somewhat reliable source to be, you know, providing guidance on living a healthy lifestyle. So yeah, I think that, you know, if the ultimate goal is to work for myself, and to, you know, run workshops of some kind, you know, educational workshops on helping to build healthy communities. I think that the diploma is going to be enough for that.
Fantastic. That's so great. Good on you. Like, I love that you recognized, hey, that's not right. And you didn't just keep smashing away at it and flogging yourself over it. Like, takes guts. And that's amazing that you've done that. So good on you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm actually studying the diploma myself too. But the reason why I'm doing the diploma is because I'm doing all of the naturopathy majoring. So it's the first year of the naturopathy degree. But the university I'm attending, which is Torrens Uni, if you complete a previous degree with them, you can have an alumni scholarship where you get 20% off the rest of your course fees. So it's literally like I'm in my first year of the Bachelor of Naturopathy, but I will end up having a little diploma in there as well in order to gain that scholarship. So
that's great. I wish that Endeavour had perhaps advertised that that was an option. At the time of enrolling, I was like, no, I'm gonna do the whole 3 years, let's just, you know, get it done if this is really what I want to do. But I never really considered the diploma. I didn't really know that that was an option, so that's really cool that you are aware of that and that Torrens is like, yeah, we'll give you a diploma.
I think it's a nice little taste tester as well, isn't it? Like, it's daunting totally. To jump in and do commit to 3 or 4 years if you're not quite sure about it. And it's nice, I think it's important for other people to know that you don't have to commit to 3 or 4 years straight up. You can do a diploma, which is what, 8 subjects for you too?
Yeah, I know that it was, I think it was the entire first year of the Bachelor.
Yeah, nice one. Have you had a favorite subject that you've studied so far?
Yeah, I actually really loved at Endeavour, they have a unit called History of Healing, and that runs through all the different healing modalities from, you know, ancient times to current times and from different areas of the world. And oh, I just loved it. I loved finding out, all the backgrounds of different healing modalities. It was really fun.
Beautiful. I think that's the equivalent of the subject that I've just done, which is complementary medicine foundations. So it's I've just been going through that, you know, learning about where it started in Egypt and Greece and all of that sort of stuff. It's very, very cool. Very cool. I love that. So what did your study load look like throughout your diploma? Did you do full-time the whole time or part-time? How did you go with it?
So I started doing full time, which was 5 subjects to begin with. And bearing in mind that this was literally only, you know, I graduated my first bachelor in November or December in 2021. And then it was, I think, January or February the next year I started this next degree.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, we'll just go straight into it full time, because Endeavour offers a similar program where if you study full time for the entire degree, they'll pay for one of each unit every semester, I believe. So I was like, cool, I'll do that, save some money. So I went straight in with 5 units and I totally burnt out. Going from an arts degree that I didn't find particularly overwhelming or stressful to a science degree where I was totally out of my depths. Learning about chemistry and human bio, I was very, very stressed and overwhelmed. So I burnt out doing the 5 units, and then I dropped to, I believe, 3 for the next semester, and then I ended up doing 2 for the following. So I haven't quite finished that first year, which is why I've got 2 units left.
Yeah. Would you say that that's been your number one strategy for overcoming burnout, was to decrease the study load?
Yeah. Burnout is something that I am all too familiar with. I can't say that I'm probably the best person to give advice on how to avoid burnout. But yeah, I think one of the only ways I could cope was to decrease my study load.
Yeah. We're all students just trying to keep our head above water.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How long did your last degree take you? Did you experience burnout with your last degree?
So I went straight out of high school into a bridging program, which took 1 semester. And then I actually started in primary education. I wanted to be a teacher, and then did, I think, 1.5 years of that, realized I wanted to swap. And then I went to the Bachelor of Arts. So I think I was at that uni for just over 4 years, I believe, full time. I was always full time. Sorry, what was the question again?
I don't remember. Hang on. How long did it take you? How long did it take you, your
Oh yeah,
degree?
okay, so I think
It's the end of term for anyone listening. We're exhausted.
yeah. I think 4 years in total, bunging around different courses.
And which are you comfortable sharing which uni you did that one through?
Yeah, I was at Murdoch University in Perth.
Yeah, nice one. Nice one. How has been your experience with Endeavour so far as well? Have you enjoyed your time there?
I have enjoyed my time there. I remember when I was first inquiring at Endeavour, being like, wow, they're such a supportive team of staff there. They were checking in with me all the time, making sure I was feeling supported. So that was really nice compared to a more public sort of uni, where everyone's sort of just a number that comes through. And Murdoch was definitely still supportive, but Endeavour really took that up a notch.
Yeah,
So yeah,
nice.
it was good, yeah.
What have been some of the difficult barriers that you've had to overcome during your studies so far? It could be from both degrees too. It doesn't necessarily just have to be your most current.
I think probably my health. Yeah, definitely my health. I have endometriosis and POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And I think it was towards the end of my first degree where I was so unwell that, yeah, I was just exhausted all the time. And then with this next degree, I've had two laparoscopy surgeries while I've been studying. So it's been a lot of recovery and, yeah, getting myself back to health. So I think that, yeah, my health has been the biggest barrier.
Dude, that's full on. But that's such a massive part of the philosophy and learning behind doing a natural health degree is you've got to look after yourself and look after the vessel, hey.
Yeah, totally. And that's, yeah, why I had to just sort of keep decreasing my study load because I just needed to look after myself.
Were you working at all as well while you've been studying?
Yeah. I've always worked while I've been studying. Yeah. Part-time, never full-time, but
That's great. That's a juggle, especially doing five subjects too. Were you working and doing the five subjects?
yeah, that was crazy. There were lots of tears.
Oh my goodness. What is something you wish you knew before starting the degree?
I think I wish I knew how science-based it really was. The idea of studying health and studying food and nutrition was it's very attractive, or it was for me at least. But then actually doing it and being like, oh God, chemistry and cells and body parts. And it was, yeah, I think, yeah, not realizing how science-based it was, yeah, very challenging.
I think that's a very common thing, and that does scare a lot of people off.
By the end of, the subjects, I was like, wow, I learned so much. Like, and it's so cool just learning how intricate each body system is. But it's really overwhelming too.
What is something you've learned in the degree that you have been able to apply to your day-to-day life?
Oh, I think probably the biggest thing would be learning about the power of magnesium.
Can you tell us about it?
I had never really, I knew what magnesium was in a sense, but it was actually, I went and saw a nutritionist at the Endeavour Clinic, and that was the first time where she was like, you should probably take magnesium. And then after that, it's been like, wow, I can't live without magnesium. Like, and now I'm like, everyone should be taking magnesium. We're in such a stressful society, and our soils are so depleted of things like magnesium that we're not getting a whole lot of it from food, and then add a hectic lifestyle on top of that, and it's like magnesium is essential. And I think that it has made lots of beneficial changes to my nervous system, especially. Magnesium is involved in a lot of different bodily processes. Specifically for me, it helps to calm the nervous system. It stimulates a hormone called GABA, which promotes the sense of calm. That's really important when our nervous systems are in a state of fight or flight constantly.
Which we know is like every single person all day, every day. We're just totally
Exactly.
stimulated.
Exactly.
What have been some of your favorite resources that you've utilized in your degree? So this could be academically, or it could be just to chill out, like just something that's helped you get through the degree and cope.
I found a lot of joy reading, you know, health books that nutritionists and naturopaths have written that I'll find in random little health food shops or op shops, and just flicking through them and learning and reading people's stories and, you know, what helps them, but also finding a community. And Instagram was, you know, the best place for that, you know, meeting people who are interested in natural health and studying, you know, similar or the same degrees, and being able to reach out to them with questions, and, you know, also forming friendships from that as well has been, yeah, one of the most beautiful resources that I didn't expect to come from studying a health degree.
Yeah, that's a beautiful answer. I love it. Have you been one of the only people in your circle of relationships to be studying at the moment? Or have you had a lot of people around you that have also been studying?
When I was studying my first degree, I had, yeah, most of my friends were studying at the time. But, you know, once that finished, I think I was the only one out of my friend group to continue on to further study. So yeah, right now, I don't think that anyone in my like personal in-person network are studying.
Have you had a lot of support from your family about studying and your friends, or have you found it a little bit isolating?
A bit both. I don't know if I would say it's been isolating, but it's definitely different, you know, watching my friends go off and pursue careers and, you know, yeah, getting the money that they've worked so hard to earn. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to being a student and, you know, not earning much money. But that's a choice that I make. So I guess in that sense, you know, watching them go off and succeed in their own roles is really exciting for them. And it's exciting for me, you know, that one day that will be me, but I needed to follow through with what I felt I really wanted to do.
Yeah. How did you find the experience of studying this time around compared to the first time, in the sense of like the difficulty, the quality of the content, and enjoying the degree?
Halfway through my first degree, or just over, I think it was my last year actually, was when COVID times hit. So everything was turned online. Which was fine. I really enjoyed studying online. So that wasn't much of a change for me going into this next degree, because they use the same online system. So I didn't, you know, struggle to get myself familiar with studying online and, you know, knowing how it all works. So that was a pretty smooth transition. But as I said before, it was more just getting into the science that was the challenging part for me.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you decide, oh, I'm going to do nutrition? Were you already graduated, or were you, it was prior to you graduating and you thought, oh yeah, I'm going to go on and do nutrition next?
It was right in between. So I'd finished all the coursework, but I hadn't yet technically graduated. I remember the exact moment. I was on a trip down south, which is where I actually live now. I was on a trip down there with some girlfriends, and we were on a walk out in nature, and we were just reflecting on like, what do we really want to be when we grow up? You know, what's the dream goal? And I just had this moment where I was like, something to do with food. Like it's something to do with food and health. I was like, and then I remember I went to the local bookshop and I bought a nutrition book, and I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do with my life. Oh. And then, yeah, it all snowballed from there. It was a really weird moment of just being like, no, oh, it's something to do with food.
What's next for you after you finish your degree? Are you going to go on and work in food?
So I plan to, yeah, once I finish the diploma, come up with some sort of business plan-ish to set up some community nutrition workshops. I'm not sure entirely what that looks like yet, but I do want to go on and do some further study, particularly around menstrual cycle coaching. That's another area of interest for me. And yeah, the intersection between the nervous system and trauma, you know, hormonal health. So yeah, I think that I'll go off and do that training. I'm not too sure when, but I'd like to bring that back and then, you know, hone it in with the community work and nutrition as well. I feel like it all ties in really well together, and it's just a holistic way of living that I would like to, you know, help other people to achieve, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You're really going to be a jack of all trades. You've got everything under your belt. I love it. I'm curious, with the community development, what kind of skills are you bringing forth into your health degree? Because I personally don't know that much about community development. So yeah, I'm talking to somebody that's got no idea. What translates over the best for you?
It's really funny because even as I was doing my degree, a lot of people would ask me, like, what is community development? And it's like, honestly, I don't know if I can give you a specific definition. It's very broad and there's lots of different areas that you can work in. I at the time I was studying, I was working as a disability support worker, so I thought that I would go on to work in the disability space. And then I did some work with an inclusion organization, so they used to help mentor sports groups and workplaces on, encouraging places to be more inclusive, opening their doors to more people. So yeah, it's really broad. It's all about, I guess, building healthy communities. And so I think that the health ties in really well with that, but coming at it from a specific health perspective instead of there's disability work, there's aged care work, there's Indigenous community work, there's, all different types of communities, but I want to focus on the health aspect of that.
Do you think your particular area of interest is going to be more like prevention in a general sense?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, prevention is definitely going to be one of the largest aspects of that. And yeah, just I guess encouraging people to listen to their bodies and, understanding what nutrition, not what nutrition is, but identifying healthy foods and healthy habits and, and then encouraging them to, encourage the people around them to adopt some healthier habits too.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And social media, I suppose, is one of the perfect platforms to get started and do that and meet people and gain an audience. Hey.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think when I first started my Instagram, I was really focused on getting a really big following and just trying to reach as many people as I can because at that point I wanted to work in clinics. So, I had the idea that the more people I reach, the more clients I'll have. But now I've really changed that to more of a community perspective. And if I could, bring people together to, encourage each other to be healthy and
Do you know what study is going to look like when learning about menstrual coaching yet, or it's still very much up in the air and not quite sure?
I have had a look at many different courses that are available. There is one in particular that I would really love to do. It's by a practitioner. Her name is Lisa De Jong. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's from the UK, but her course that she runs has a focus on the nervous system and trauma and where that intersects with things like pelvic pain and endometriosis. So I think that that's the course and the route that I'd like to take.
Yeah, that sounds right up your alley. I would like to know a little bit about your side hustle that I found. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I'm running a very small little business making hemp-based zinc balm, which is, a natural alternative to conventional sun protection. I use local hemp seed oil, local olive oil, some coconut oil, beeswax to make it water resistant, and then zinc oxide and iron oxide. Yeah, that just sort of came about from looking at the ingredients in the products that I was putting on my skin and on my body. And then, the ones that were on the shelf are very pricey. So I was sort of like, screw it, I'm going to work out how to make this myself. And then, I shared it with some friends and family, and they were like, you should maybe think about trying to sell this. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then, a few months later, I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. And yeah, it's doing pretty well. I've been doing some markets. I did a market today, which, markets are really fun. It's a good way to get the product out. But yeah, it's really small.
That's
It's good.
fantastic. That's so cool. I think a lot of people that want to go into health degrees too, they would love to have their own market and be making their own natural products. That's unreal.
Oh, thank you.
Can you also link that to me as well so I can pop that in the description for our lovely listeners if they're curious about that and they want to find out more about you?
For sure.
Well, it's been amazing, absolutely amazing chatting with you. I've got two more questions. I would like to know what is a piece of advice you would love to give the audience? And I would also like to know where can they find you if they want to find more of your content?
Okay, a piece of advice. Oh, I think it's definitely got to be, yeah, look after yourself and your nervous system. Make sure that you feel safe within your body. Do things that, you know, bring you joy and bring you back to a sense of safety and harmony within yourself, which is something that I definitely need to take a piece of my own advice for. but yeah, I think we live in such a fast-paced society and there's so much going on for everyone, regardless of what kind of a lifestyle they're living. So I think it's really important to, yeah, come back to the roots of safety and joy within yourself. Oh, yes. On Instagram, it's at Plate of Joy, PlateOfJoy _AU.
I'll link that in the description as well. Watch this space. I can't wait to see where you're going to go with your degree. And I'm so happy for you that you're finally finishing studying. I hope you've got an amazing holiday or something lined up at the end of this.
I haven't thought about that yet, but that's a good idea. Plant those seeds.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website, and there's even some podcast merch on there that's just come out from my husband. Thank you so much. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.